Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome the David Bromberg Band.
Thank you.
they owe me. I'll be good. Can mama please don't put that thing on me? You know my good girl left me. Another lane. She put that thing on me. Child, I couldn't raise my hand. That's the best way for me not to do it, you know that. History. I don't know much of biology. I
the stage over there is Nancy Joy Josephson, right? Over on the far end, playing the fiddle and mandolin and lead smile, Jeff Wiser. Playing fiddle, mandolin, banjo, guitar, whatever you lay his hands on, is Neil Rossi. And playing the bass, the quarterback of the band, Butch Amiot. And of course, the destroyer of the drums, the cynosure of the cymbals, sultan of the skins, the kahuna of the kick drum, boss of the beat, head honcho of the hi-hat, god of the groove, Richard Crook. Playing slide trombone and some things it's better not to know. Mr. C. Curtis Lindbergh. Playing trumpet and cornet and beautiful solos that almost made me fall flat on the floor last night, Mr. Peter Eklund. Playing the saxes, several of them, the flute, the clarinet, the penny whistle, John Furman. Come on, David. climb to second gear there for a minute. You know, that'll happen from time to time.
You need help, David?
I'll find her, David. What are we going to play? I didn't mean that. I'm not open for suggestions. I'm asking myself. Right, thank you. Not only was it rhetorical, I didn't mean for anybody to answer either.
She had a knife to ask me if a matchbox could hold my clothes.
I can't be no bank boss or superintendent. I'm not getting up on no tipple because I promised the good Lord I never would dig no coal. I'm gonna hang around the website and find myself some jelly roll. You know, my mama had him, my daddy had him, my brother had him. I got him, I looked over in the corner, my grandma had him too. You know, by that, the whole family got the blue blue. Oh, big ain't she, that's a man. Not stop, you should have seen me from the farm. When you got the borderline, you can reach over my hand. I'm gonna challenge you. I want you people to understand this evening, the challenge. I want you all to know I got this. I got the stakes for. I want you to understand I got the stakes for. Jeff was not just visiting. always considered himself a drinker. The guy couldn't hold his liquor.
It's none of your business.
He had another verse to the song that he never used to sing. John backstage told me he thought Nina Simone sang it about how the guy had had three wives, and when they died, it didn't bother him much, but when the dog went. And you know, it's not really about the famous Bojangles, Bill Robinson. Bill Robinson would never be in a drum tent. Bill Robinson was a dignified man and a great dancer. Invented a whole style of dancing called hoofing. But he was so popular that all the street dancers in New Orleans, half of them called themselves Bojangles. What the other ones called themselves, I forget. So this is one of the guys who called himself Bojangles. The guy used to, there's a lyric in there where Jerry took poetic license that says he danced in minstrel shows. He didn't dance in minstrel shows. As a matter of fact, he wasn't a black man, because in New Orleans at this time, they did not have integrated jails. He was a white guy, and he used to dance in medicine shows. Those were these shows where they had some kind of entertainment to draw a crowd. And then the so-called doctor would sell liquor, calling it medicine. These things were most popular during Prohibition. I've met people who've been associated with medicine shows. One of the things that one of them used to do is they'd have some female dancers who would circulate in the crowd freely after the show. And they might not sell much medicine, but when they came back and the doctor gave him his pitch, he would announce that the stuff was good for piles and constipation and sexually transmitted diseases, and he'd sell out. For those in minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke with tears for 20 years as a dog in him. Traveled about, you know, his dog up and died. Said I dance now at every chance in honky tonks for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind his county bar. 'Cause I drink of it. He shook his head. Bojangles, and he danced for you.
Adam Hinker from the Beatles.
a long, long, lonesome time before you find another man like me to curl your toes and rub your eyes.
Just called to tell you.
Ha ha ha! Thank you. I'm leaving Chicago.